All right, here we go from Commodity Classic with Wesley Spurlock. Broadcasting from the Commodity Classic in downtown Houston, Wesley Spurlock joins us from the Stratford, Texas area. And I don't know who's busier, you or me right now.
Todd, I think you may be the busiest, as many miles as you're walking to do interviews, but we're enjoying it and having a good time, kind of.
Hey, tell us what's been going on yesterday and today.
Well, we had a Corn Congress meeting yesterday, and today working on what resolutions maybe come up tomorrow in the second session, final session here at Commodity Classic. But trying to get down on the floor and look at all the new equipment and what's going on there. And we've been so busy with political side of this deal here in Houston with all the states and national organizations that haven't got a lot done yet. So
what's on the top of the mind for all these guys for the Commodity Classic? What are you looking to get accomplished here?
Well, a lot of people are here for the education side of it and get to the early riser events and then the education events all through the day, get on the floor and see a lot of stuff there. Then all of your organizations, soybean, corn, wheat, grain sorghum, are all having meetings and policy on, and so working a lot of stuff for farm program and trying to do that. Yesterday we had several of the House and Senate Ag Committee leadership here, the workers that are on the ground doing the work. So they were here and did a panel, and that was really a good panel to listen to and see what they're trying to accomplish in D.C. for us right now.
Well, it's March 1st, and we got a lot of things going on this month. Planning Intention Report, also WADZI Report coming out, along with everybody's getting ready to get out there and get after it in the field.
And we have several of our farmers down here that are normally would be able, they're within an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours of Houston, and they're in the fields planting corn. Actually, you get down in the valley, there's some cotton going into the ground right now. The corn's all in the ground, so corn's up, growing. The Texas corn crop is 24 is growing and started, so we'll start in a few months on our places.
Well, the wildfires, over 1 million acres burned to the ground. That's a tough deal this week.
That has been an awfully tough deal. That my wife was raised over in the Roberts County area, and we have several cattle over there, and we've got some livestock that was underneath the fires, and so we're trying to get them moved and placed into new homes and hope that their health holds together and we don't have too much lung damage from the smoke inhalation in the process. But the fires are still burning along slowly and still burning more. But I think, like you said, 1.1 lost almost, I guess, 100 houses at Fritch. And that, I've got a brother-in-law and sister that live there, and they said there's nothing left of that up there in that big neighborhood where that fire went through. Said it's just ashes. It just destroyed everything.
Well, I heard a lightning strike started the thing. Have you heard?
Really don't know what started. It could be, there's so many different things. When your wind's blowing 50, 60 mile an hour and gusting to 70, there's a lot of stuff can happen and burn. We've had bearings off of trucks or trailers go bad, and you don't even know it for a minute, and you can have a fire going off of that, or lightning, or even our high lines. If we're going to have all the luxuries of our life right now, the high lines are there, and they will pop and do stuff in these massive winds that lasted for hours and days.
Hey, I heard the attendance here was a record. Have you heard?
I understand it is a record by quite a ways, and that sounded awfully good. Lots of people here. It'll make it really nice. I guess we'll enjoy Houston this year, and I think Denver is next year. So we'll hope for good weather in Denver in the first of March, last of February for next year.
Well, everybody has a jacket on yesterday and today here.
I was going to say 58 degrees in Houston is pretty cold with this humidity. So I was looking more for the 80 degree weather. And
that's coming.
And it will be here about the time we're leaving out. But we can get in here, and this place is so big that it doesn't bother us. So
they have two floors now full of all the exhibitors.
Well, that's what I've noticed. Got lots of exhibitors on this first third floor right here, and then the first floor, and The equipment companies have done lots of, got lots of brand new equipment in here that they've introduced during this time. John Deere had a big introductory deal, and I think
they want you to come by.
And I think they had 1,300 people here.
Wow. Yeah, I know you're busy. You got a meeting coming up. Anything else you want to sneak in?
Well, I wish everybody the best, and that bunch that's over in the fire range and all the trouble there, and maybe we'll get the fires out and start growing grass again. We need some good rain now over across all of the panhandle.
We got some snow there today.
But yeah, we'll take the snow, we'll take rain. But y'all have a good one, and try to get to Classic. If you had never been, you need to try it at least once.
I'll tell you what, this is probably one of the better ones I've been to.
This is a good one. So,
Wesley, good to see you, man. Have a safe trip back to Stratford.
Thank you, Todd, and enjoy the rest of Classic.
All right, thanks, Wesley, and we'll talk with you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.